When President-elect Trump says, make America great again, some of his supporters hear that as a spiritual calling. We need to fulfill God's vision of America as a shining city on a hill. Well, our next guest is not a Trump supporter, but he does think America is part of a divine plan. Seattle author and conservative talk show host Michael Medved has written a new book called The American Miracle, Divine Providence in the Rise of the Republic. Medved says U.S. history is so improbable, so bizarre, that you can see God guiding us.
An example of that would be the mere fact that British settlement of the New World, as I talk about in the book, was 100 years late. The Spanish and the Portuguese and the Dutch and even the French were way ahead of the British. The British came late to the table, but they were the ones who succeeded ultimately. The British colonies became, and again, it's not just the United States here. It's also north of the border. It's our Canadian cousins. We became more successful, more prosperous. Now, basically, how do you explain it? And there are three possible ways to explain it. Number one, the most popular way today, is we were rapacious, we were exploitative, we committed genocide against the native inhabitants, we enslaved Africans, we raped the environment, we were terrible people. Okay, lots of terrible
things. Well, the terrible part is a judgment, but all you said is true, right?
To some extent it is. But the point over here would be, if that was the secret of America's success, why weren't the Spanish colonies more successful? Because they were more harsh. Why weren't the Portuguese colonies more successful? They were more dependent on slavery. A third of the population of Brazil today is descended from former slaves. Really, I mean, it's huge. So they were worse, more exploitative, but they were less successful. So that explanation doesn't work. The second explanation is basically that it's a series of happy accidents. But I make the case in the book, a pattern of happy accidents is still a pattern.
What about our tremendous natural resources, and we don't have neighbors attacking us, and we have a wise, stable system of government? There's lots of positive reasons.
Well, the wise, stable system of government is a reason that other countries don't have. The other stuff is stuff that other countries do have. I mean, in terms of great natural resources, Brazil is pretty well set up. Canada is certainly very well set up. Russia is enormously well set up. The United States has, yes, had all kinds of natural blessings, but there's so many of them, and it's so many key points in history, and that's what I write about. There's almost freakish good fortune.
Talking to Michael Medved, author of The American Miracle, a lot of people claim divine favor. What do you conclude from this story of, as you say, freakish successes and chances?
Just that America is part of some bigger plan. Because we're talking
who's
about,
not part of a big plan? I mean, what? Let's be specific about what you're saying about.
I will entirely.
Okay.
And again, this goes to the third alternative, which is, okay, it's not because America is the worst country in the world that we're the most powerful. It's not because America is just a series of happy accidents, because there's so many of them and they're so regularly in America's favor that still indicates a pattern. It's design. Now, the question is, who designed it? If you believe the design is a product of the founders, they themselves, to a man, including people who were religious skeptics, believed that they were the instruments of a design, not its authors.
Are you saying America must be God's favorite?
It's not God's favorite. It's just part of God's instrument. In other words, I'm not arguing that Americans deserve special blessings. I'm arguing that America is there, really, to play a very positive role for all of humanity.
That's positive and negative, as you've said, yes? Crimes against humanity? I mean, we're balancing the whole picture.
And when you look at the balance of the whole picture, I talk about the Bedford Falls experiment. George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life was not a perfect person. He could be kind of mean to his wife,
yeah,
played by Donna Reed.
Yes.
But he was a good person. And the same is true of the United States. You could say that, oh, the United States has done things that are wrong and damaging. However, the United States has been an unimaginable blessing to humanity. And a large part of that is the American economic system, the ideals of basically of free thought, of freedom of action, and yes, private property and free enterprise, and all of that, which has been distinctively advanced by the United States of America, has been a blessing not only to Americans but to humanity.
Some listeners might think that you're talking about American exceptionalism in this Donald Trump "Make America Great" way. You were a never Trumper and got in trouble for it.
But again,
your conservative colleagues,
I happen to believe that every patriotic American wants the new president to succeed beyond anyone's expectations. And I do. And by the way, I said the same thing about President Obama. I was very critical of conservatives when President Obama came in and said, "Oh, I want him to fail." How can you want the American president to fail? If the American president fails, our country fails. And I don't want our country to fail. I want our country to continue to succeed. And in any event, the point about this is that one of my big problems with Donald Trump is his sense of American success, making America great again, had to do with simply wealth and economic success for the United States itself. I believe that America has a role in the world and that the entire world suffers by American isolationism and a withdrawal to an America First mentality. I don't really think that an America First mentality is American. Americans have always seen our nation as particularly important in a grand scheme of things. I believe we are meant to continue to be important in a grand scheme of things, because if America does not lead the world and help to work for a more orderly, humane, decent world, if America doesn't do that, who will? I don't trust Vladimir Putin. I don't trust China.
So maybe God's plan is for us to elect terrible leaders and to fail?
No. And again, well, I don't.
Countries come and go. Empires come and go.
They do. And certainly America has had had some setbacks, but really they've been so incredibly minor in the overall scheme.
So far.
Yeah, so far.
How do you know you're not a little early?
Could be.
We're talking with Seattle's own nationally syndicated conservative talk radio host and author Michael Medved, whose latest book is called The American Miracle: Divine Providence in the Rise of the Republic. You quote a skeptical writer in your book who says, "The human brain is designed to reject the random, the haphazard, the arbitrary. We can't accept that accidents happen." You know, skeptical of your theory of divine providence. Sometimes stuff just happens. There are lots of Judeo-Christians who don't think you can find God's plan in a history book. What makes you so confident?
Well, part of it is that I go here with Tolstoy and Hegel, who are two pretty big guns on my side. I still consider to be War and Peace. And not just the novelistic parts of War and Peace, which people know, but the philosophical parts of the book War and Peace, which have to do with the will of history, that it is impossible to look at a big event and think that this is purely accidental. And again, the biggest event in the last 500 years, by far, in the history of the world, the biggest development, the one that's most consequential, has been the emergence of the United States, which has changed everything.
And I still want to know if you're going to write another book if our luck runs out.
Yes. First of all,
I mean, what do you make of the Dust Bowl and 9/11 and Katrina and the election that you president you detest? You know, it comes and it goes.
It does, but one could argue that the greatest disaster in all of American history, if you want to talk about events that seem random, the one point where our luck really seemed to run out, is the assassination of Abraham Lincoln of April of 1865, when he was needed most for Reconstruction. And he saw himself, first of all, he forecast his own death repeatedly. And the real miracle, I argue, is not that he was killed. It was that he was survived until he was able to get the 13th Amendment enacted, get the slaves formally freed as part of the Constitution. That's the story they tell in the movie Lincoln. And also that he survived until definitive Union victory.
But Michael, can you also understand how it could be offensive to hear, look at all the wonderful things that are happened, especially you use the example of Lincoln. The context is the blood and suffering of so many people because of United States policy,
which Lincoln talked about, In other words, if you read his second inaugural address, which he delivered just days before he died, he talks about the Civil War and the 700,000 people we now know who died during the Civil War as a justice or a price paid by America for the crime of slavery.
So, Michael, if you believe that God favors America, what do you do with that information? Like, what's the difference? How do you act differently if you do believe your argument, your case in your book, or if you don't? If you just say, we did some good, some bad, stuff happens, and I don't see the plan, but let's all do our best. What's the difference?
The difference is, it's not a vision of God favoring America the way that we might favor the Seahawks or the Mariners. That's not the idea. It's not like God's rooting. He's wearing America gear and saying, yeah, USA, USA, USA. It's the idea.
But we're an important part of a divine
correct
plan.
We're an instrument.
An instrument. What do you do differently if you do believe that versus if you don't?
You try to serve that higher purpose. There's a non-American statesman who I quote at the very conclusion of my book named Otto von Bismarck. He has this remarkable quote, which I hope someone can get to President-elect Trump. And what Bismarck said is, it is the job of the statesman to listen to God's footsteps in history and then to grab hold of his coattails and hang on. In other words, what does it mean to understand that America has a special place in the cosmos, in the will of history, in the Hegelian will of history, in this great scheme of things? And we clearly do. So what does it mean if you understand that? And what it means is that, yeah, we have special responsibilities. I repeatedly in the book, I make...
World leadership? Is that basically the special responsibility?
No, the special responsibilities is for America to stand for something, to America to stand for goodness and for decency and for justice and, like Superman, truth, justice, and the American way.
That's the plan.
The plan really is to call up what Lincoln described as the better angels of our nature. I think part of what it means, what the message of the American miracle is to look for that invisible hand, to try to see not what we're entitled to do, but what we're expected to do, not what that higher power, that invisible hand, gives to us, but what that higher power, that invisible hand, demands of us.
Michael Medved is the author of The American Miracle. He hosts a nationally syndicated radio show here in Seattle.